This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, fax 989-817-4601, regarding Rachelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, date of birth 7/30 of 1959. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Campbell, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. She is a 66-year-old female who's had a long history of uncontrolled type 2 diabetes. Also, she did use ibuprofen very heavily in 2024 when she had right shoulder calcified tendinitis, and she has been instructed to stop using that, and actually did stop using that in 2025. She's feeling better. The shoulder is not painful, and diabetes is much more controlled since she's been on Mounjaro, and she's on maximum dose of 15 milligram weekly currently. She's been on it for more than a year, and she's lost about 30 pounds total, but blood sugars are much more controlled. No chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or headaches. She does see ophthalmology on a regular basis for diabetic macular edema, and she just started some injections for that problem recently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones, no recent UTIs, no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for many years of uncontrolled type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, depression, anxiety, hypertension, right shoulder calcified tendinitis, diabetic macular edema, and obstructive sleep apnea, and she's unable to use the CPAP machine. Past surgical history, she's had tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, cholecystectomy, and tubal ligation and bilateral cataract extraction with lens implants. Social history, she has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer, and depression. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to morphine. Medications, she takes multivitamins once daily. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Tylenol, 325 milligram, 2 tablets, 2 to 3 times a day as needed for pain. Ibuprofen, 200 milligram, was discontinued in 2025. Effexor XR is 150 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Metformin is 500 milligram daily. Lantus insulin, 68 units once a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 15 milligram weekly. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 204 pounds. Pulse is 85 and blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 86. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Tonsils are surgically absent. Uvula midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, non-pitting edema of the lower extremities, no rashes, or ulcerations are noted. Capillary refill, 2 seconds bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 20th of 2026. Creatinine is normal at 0.74, sodium 144, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 28, calcium 9, albumin 4.1, hemoglobin A1C is 6.7, hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count, normal platelet levels. Previous microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done 11:20 of 25, and that was 363. And before that, 10:28 of 24, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 541. So we are seeing gradual improvement since 2024. Assessment and plan, proteinuria, currently microalbuminuria. Most likely due to improved diabetic control, and we are using maximum dose losartan as well as Jardiance to treat the proteinuria. Two, hypertension, close to goal, diastolic level slightly elevated, but systolic level is at goal. And she will continue her low-salt diet. Three, diabetic nephropathy with improved diabetic control. The last hemoglobin A1C, 6.7. She should continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow her diabetic diet as well as a low-salt diet for hypertension. And she will continue to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use on a regular basis. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.